Chapter 6. Freydis. The cold wind blew around the ship, and Paul was trembling. Lucy felt his head, and it was very hot. "You've got a temperature," she said, worried. They looked for a warmer place to sit, and found a small room at the back of the ship. There were some old blankets on the floor.
"Look at the names on these blankets," said Lucy. "They're from a cruise ship."
"They're clean and dry," Paul observed. "Other people were on this ship recently. What happened to them?" Lucy and Paul sat under the blankets. Suddenly, there was a loud noise.
"What's that?" asked Paul. "Where is it coming from?"
"It's the horn we heard on the cruise ship," Lucy said. "But now it's much louder. There's somebody else on this ship." They looked through the wooden door. The girl with the blue dress was standing opposite the door, watching them.
Paul jumped in horror. Where did you come from?" he asked.
The girl laughed.
"That's the girl from our cruise ship," said Lucy. "She's a ghost."
"Don't be ridiculous," said Paul in a low voice.
"Are you okay?" Paul asked the girl.
He tried to take her hand, but his hand went straight through her.
"Oh, she is a ghost," shouted Paul. "Let's get out of here."
He was terrified.
"We can't leave," Lucy said. "We're on a ship."
"Well, I'm not staying here with a ghost," shouted Paul. Then he ran to the side of the ship.
"No, don't jump," said the girl. "You'll die. I don't want that."
Paul turned to the girl.
"Are you going to hurt us?" he asked. "No, of course not," said the ghost.
"My name is Freydis. What are your names?"
"I want to be your friend."
Paul sat next to Lucy.
"Freydis. I know that name," he told Lucy quietly. "I read a book about Eric the Red. His real name was Eric Thorvaldsson, and he had a daughter called Freydis."
Lucy looked at Paul in amazement.
"She's Eric the Red's daughter," she said.
Paul wanted to move, but he was too frightened.
"This isn't happening," he said. "Am I delirious from the temperature?"
They heard the horn again, and the ship entered into a dense grey fog. Suddenly there was a loud, frightening laugh, and a ghostly male figure appeared.
"Anglo-Saxons, why are you on my ship?" the ghostly figure asked in a loud voice. "Leave my ship immediately!"
Now Lucy was very frightened too. The fog disappeared, and Lucy and Paul could see the male ghost clearly. He was the most frightening ghost of all. He had bright red hair and shiny blue eyes. There was a horn in one of his hands and a sword in the other.
"It's Eric the Red," whispered Paul, trembling with fear.
Several other dark figures appeared at the front of the ship. They were Viking warriors.
"Leave my ship, I said," shouted the ghost in a loud, angry voice.
Paul and Lucy stood up and moved slowly to the back of the ship. The wind blew Paul across the ship, and he hit his head on the side.
"Are you okay?" asked Lucy in terror.
"Don't hurt them, Father," said Freydis. "They're my friends." Eric the Red looked at his daughter, and in an instant, the anger disappeared from his eyes.
"My dear little Freydis," he said, "I will do anything to make you happy. Are these Anglo-Saxons your friends? Then they must stay here with you."
"But we don't want to be here," said Lucy. "We want to return to our ship."
The Viking turned to Lucy angrily.
My daughter wants it, so you will stay, he shouted.
We're in serious trouble now, exclaimed Paul. We're prisoners on a ghost ship, and nobody will ever find us.
Don't worry, said Lucy. Maybe we can escape.
How? Asked Paul. We must escape from this ship.
Ghosts usually appear because they want our help, said Lucy. We must try to discover how we can help them.